Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Leumi's third quarter 2018 results conference call. All participants are present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded November 13th, 2018. With us online today is Mr. Omer Ziv, CFO. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respective company's business, financial condition, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Such forward-looking statements, including, but are not limited to, product demand, pricing, market acceptance, changing economic conditions, risks in product and technology development, and the effect of the company's accounting policies, as well as certain other risk factors, which are detailed from time to time in the company's filings with the various securities authorities. A PowerPoint presentation, which is available on the Bink's website, www.binkleumi.com, will be used during this conference call. I would now like to turn the call over to Ms. Daphna Golden, VP Investor Relations. Ms. Golden, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for taking the time to join us on this results call of Bank Leumi's financial statements for Q3 and first nine months of 2018. Mr. Omer Ziv, first EVP and CFO, will be presenting the major takeaways from the financial statements. We are also joined today by our colleagues, Mr. Shlomo Goldfarb, Chief Accountant, and Dr. Gil Bufman, Chief Economist. The presentation can be found on the IR section of our website and on the TASE website as well. I'd now like to turn the call over to Omer.
Thank you, Daphna. Good day all, and thank you for joining us today for our third quarter and the nine-month 2018 results call. Before diving into the numbers, let's start with a recap of our strategy, which continues to successfully drive our results. Beginning with slide number three. Leumi's three-pronged strategy is focused on digital, streamlining, and a high-quality credit portfolio. Digital. Leumi continues to proudly lead the digital transformation in Israel. In Q3, we were pleased once again with the continued expansion of digital use. At Pepper, the single mobile-only bank in Israel, we continue to acquire hundreds of customers on a daily basis. Pepper offers a state-of-the-art experience with a lower price model than that offered by traditional banks. During Q3, we launched Digital Mortgage. Digital Mortgage, which enables customers of all banks to apply for a mortgage using their mobile phone or the web, has immediately been adopted by mortgage loan consumers. The digital experience is much less time-consuming and requires only one visit to the branch in order to get a loan. Last month, we also introduced Videa, Leumi's new digital investment platform, which is based on a Nobel Prize-winning model and represents another milestone in the technological evolution led by Leumi. Opening an account at Videa is easy, user-friendly, and takes only a few minutes. With Videa, we are now making the investment management world, which until now has been open to a relatively limited audience in Israel, accessible to the general public, enabling customers of all banks to receive a digital, innovative, smart, and low-price service. Expansion of digital use continues to be evident in all segments. Digital is the key to our ability to improve customer satisfaction while in parallel continuing to improve efficiency. Streamlining. Our cost-income ratio for the first nine months reached slightly below 60% and 55.8% for the third quarter. The establishment of the newest operations division, which will be up and running in 2019, is an important factor in further improving our efficiency. the new operations division will incorporate under one roof operational activities, logistical and back office from all divisions throughout the bank. By doing that, we will be able to simplify processes and eliminate duplicate activities as we focus on further streamlining the business. High quality credit portfolio. We will continue to grow selectively while upholding the high quality of our credit portfolio. The high credit loss expense ratio in the third quarter doesn't reflect the expected ratio in the coming quarter. I will touch upon it shortly. The bottom line, our strategy in the last 2 years has enabled us to improve our results materially without a substantial increase in the risk related to our credit portfolio, and to share high capital returns of about 1.7 billion shekels with our shareholders since the beginning of the year. I'm moving on to slide number 4. The ROE for Q3 and first 9 months of 2018 improved compared to last year, reaching ROE of 11.2% for Q3 and 10.2% for the 9 months. This strong ROE was the result of an increase in income together with a moderate increase in our expenses, mainly attributed to a bonus related to structural changes which was recorded in Q2. The third quarter results were on the one hand positively affected by the sale of Adgol by Leumi Partners and by the sale of our shares in the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, which together contributed a pre-tax profit of 168 million shekels. On the other hand, the results in the third quarter were negatively affected by relatively high credit loss expenses. I would like to point out that the profit from Leumi Partners, our investment banking arm, is not linear throughout the year, the same as the collections for material debt, which are not spread linearly during the year, and therefore their effect on the credit loss expenses fluctuates quarter by quarter. Let's move on to slide number 5. Slide number 5 presents the key financial parameters for the first 9 months of the year compared to last year. The results speak for themselves. The ROE continues to increase. Net interest margin is increased. Cost income ratio dropped once again, coming in at slightly below 60%. Credit loss expenses were still quite low. The NPL ratio improved. The leverage ratio was above 7%, and the Tier 1 adequacy ratio continued to be much higher than the regulatory requirement. On slide 6, we present the key parameters for the third quarter. ROE and NIM have both increased materially from the corresponding period. The cost income ratio was relatively low at 55.8%, and the credit loss expense ratio was relatively high at 0.29%. Both of these ratios are not indicative because they were significantly influenced by income and collections, which are not linear throughout the year. Let's continue to slide number 7. Net interest income for the first 9 months of 2018 increased to 6.6 billion shekels, 11.1% up from last year. For the third quarter of 2018, the increase was 14.5%. The increase in NIM was positively affected by the 1.1% CPI for the first 9 months of 2018, compared to 0.2% for the corresponding period last year. In the third quarter, the CPI was 0.2% compared to minus 0.5% in the corresponding period. Let's move on to slide number 8. The total fees and commissions for the first 9 months increased by 2%. This increase was driven primarily by an increase in the credit card commission. The increase for the first 9 months of the year, together with the finance income, led to a rise of 6.5% in Leumi's total income compared to the corresponding period. I would like to draw your attention to the next slide. We continue to manage our expenses well in line with our disciplined cost structure. Total expenses for the first 9 months of the year were slightly up compared to last year and a bit down on a quarterly basis year over year. The slight increase in salary expenses in the first 9 months was linked to the high ROE and to a bonus related to the structural changes during the first half of the year. The result of this tight management of costs alongside the increase in revenues led to a substantial decrease in the cost-income ratio, both in the 9 months and in the third quarter. On slide 10, we present the growth of our credit portfolio. In line with our strategy, we continue to grow primarily in middle market, in mortgages, and in corporate. Growth in corporate stems mainly from real estate. In the last 2 years, we have taken material measures to better our credit portfolio and to adapt the margin to the risk in order to improve the results, even at the expense of credit growth. We will continue to grow very selectively and maintain the high quality of our credit portfolio. Moving on to slide 11, total shareholders' equity increased to 34.8 billion shekels, up 6% from the end of September last year. This equity is free of any hidden provision. The Tier 1 capital adequacy ratio was 11.25%, well above our regulatory target of 10.5%. Our strong result allowed the Board of Directors to approve a dividend of 375 million shekels in respect of Q3, reflecting a dividend yield of 4.2% for the quarter. The total dividend for the last four quarters was 1.4 billion shekels. In addition to that, we have almost completed our buyback plan of 700 million shekels. Until now, we have utilized approximately 650 million shekels of the total plan. Combining the buyback plan with the dividend policy has led to an effective payout rate of about 60% in annual terms. Moving on to my closing remarks. The first 9 months continued the positive trend, a trend of improvement in almost every financial parameter. Leumi has once again achieved and presented growth in its top line, margins, and profitability. We continue to lead the digital transformation in Israel and to prepare the bank for the ever-changing environment with robust and material excess capital above the regulatory requirement. This enabled us year to date to share a major part of approximately 60% of our profit with our shareholders. Looking ahead, in the pipeline, we have the profit from selling Leumi Card, the profit from selling direct finance, and once the market expectations for an increase in interest rates materialize, Leumi results are expected to benefit from this increase. I would like to thank you for being with us today, and I would be happy to answer any questions you may have. Operator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Tavi Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I was wondering if we could talk a little bit about returning capital to shareholders. You mentioned your high capital position and also the fact that you've almost finished with the 700 million share buyback plan. So first, can we expect another plan to be announced at some point? And second of all, just generally speaking, you seem to be generating much more excess capital than what you return. So are you planning on increasing the dividend payout at some point? What are your thoughts on that?
Hi, David. Thank you for your question. First, you are right. Our excess capital is much above the regulatory target. We have about around 2 billion shekels above our regulatory target. And also, we almost completed the buyback plan. The numbers are on the table. All the options are on the table. And we will negotiate with the Bank of Israel our options. And we believe that that we will came with the Bank of Israel to the right decision.
Thanks. On this last point, do you have to get approval from the Bank of Israel to do another share buyback plan?
Yes. Any buyback plan currently in Israel has to get the approval of the Bank of Israel.
Okay, that's helpful. And maybe a quick one. On your opening remarks, you commented about the traction that you're seeing at Pepper. Is there any sort of KPIs you could share with regards to how many subscribers have joined or anything that could, comfort your what you've been saying?
Well, unfortunately, at this point, I cannot share with you any data regarding to Pepper, except of my remarks at the beginning of the discussion. Hundreds of customers join Pepper on a daily basis. Till now, tens of thousands of customers already joined Pepper. And what we found out is that the part of the customers that join Pepper is more or less similar to our share market in the retail business. That means that Pepper is enabled to raise customers not only from Lomi but from all the banks. And this is because of the fact that, because of the model of Pepper, which is, as I mentioned earlier, innovative, friendly, and much more cost, much less costly to the customer.
All right, thanks for the caller.
Thank you.
The next question is from Michael Klar of Citibank. Please go ahead.
Hi there. Good afternoon, and well done on a good quarter. Thanks for taking my questions. Firstly, on the growth in mortgages, 2.5%, is that in line with the sector or lower than the sector? And if you can explain what's going on there. And I also wanted to ask about the growth in, you mentioned the growth in real estate credit. I think it was about two and a half percent shekels year to date, and I just wanted to understand what kind of credit is that, and can you give us a bit of color around it? What's going on? Why that's increasing at such a high rate? That's it. Thanks.
Okay. Hi, Michael. Thank you for your questions. With regard to the mortgages. As you mentioned, our pace of growth in the last 12 months was 2.5%. This is similar to the market pace of growth, but we will have to see the figures of our competitors, which yet most of them didn't. Didn't publish their financial statement. As far as I remember, the pace of growth in the market, based on the data that was published till now, were lower than 2.5%. But I believe that that currently the market is growing more or less by this pace. Regarding the the real estate, most of this portfolio is the main cause of business in retail in real estate. It means that it's a business debt with the collateral, which are much less risky than other segments in which the collateral are less effectively, and we prefer to concentrate our growth in mortgages and in real estate based on the fact that the collateral in this area, according to our analysis, are much better than in other segments.
Thanks. That credit is to construction companies, and is it residential or commercial or a mix? And can you tell us about the concentration? Is it how widely spread it is? Can you give us any more?
It's spread as you mentioned. It's also commercial, also constructual. It's a mix of all of them, and there is no material change. In the portfolio since the beginning of the year, in terms of the mix of the portfolio, it's well spread out, mainly in the center of the country, not in areas which are not in the center of the country. So we feel very comfortable with that.
Okay, thanks. If I could just have one follow-up question on the operations division that you're in the process of setting up, can you give us some color around in terms of the cost to set up, the running cost, how many people will be working there, and when's that fully operational? Thank you.
Yeah, sure. This operations division, at the beginning, will have more than 2,000 employees. And as I pointed out, we will concentrate all the operation activities all over the bank to this operation division. Currently, our expenses, a part of the salary expenses, are around 2 billion shekel a year. So we believe that by doing that, we will be able to save not only salary expenses by increase our efficiency in different processes that were built in the bank in the last 50 years, but also in terms of operational expenses.
So most of those 2,000 people will have left branches in the last 6 months to move into that center. Is that right?
Yes.
2,000.
Yeah. It's about 2,000 employees, which we concentrate in Lod, in one site.
And how many of those have come from the branch from the branches versus from the headquarters?
It's a mix, Michael. Most of them are coming from the branches, but there is still a major part that come from the headquarters.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. We have a follow-up question from Michael Klahr of Citibank. Please go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to ask about the equity statement. I noticed that the employee benefits, the liability there increased by 300 million shekels in the quarter. And I, looking at long-term rates, they look to be kind of a bit higher over the quarter. So just wanting to understand what happened there.
Yes. The pension liabilities is mostly dependent on the on the discount on the interest and the interest rate that we discount the pension liability. And what's happened is that in the first half of the year, the long-term interest rate in which we discount the pension liabilities increased by 0.4%. In the third quarter, this long-term interest rate decreased by 0.2%. That's the reason why you see an increase in the pension liabilities. But what I can add to that from the end of the third quarter, the long-term interest rate increased again by 0.25%. So in bottom line, the long-term interest rate is in upward trend. And even if we are in upward trend, there will be a quarter in which we will see a decrease in the interest rate as we saw in the third quarter. But the trend is very clear. The trend is upward. And as I mentioned, from the end of the third quarter, this interest rate increased by around 0.25%. And just to give you a feel for the sensitivity of this pension liability, 1% increase in the long-term interest liability decreased the pension liabilities by more than 2 billion shekels.
Okay, I was just looking at the shachar, and I thought the yields on the shachar increased in the third quarter.
Yeah, but it's combination of the risk-free rate in Israel and the spread that is driven from the AA bonds AA bonds in the U.S. market. So you have to look at both of them together.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
There are no further questions at this time. This concludes Lumi's third quarter 2018 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.